enough to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, my friend, Chef and the Fat Man. Exciting hour two. We have the great and unique opportunity in this most festive part of the season, post-Thanksgiving. We hope you had a very safe Thanksgiving. You and yours had a wonderful trip. And we are here at Le Cordon Green because, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, Hanukkah, it's all about home. And nothing feels quite like being at home at the Big Green Egg. Le Cordon Green, Chef Amanda is the manager here. And you know what,
that's
Chef
my
Eric?
Favorite salad.
We're going to be doing probably more shows here because you and Franny, you get your own assistants to help you.
I know, right?
I mean, it's like, is this not the best
living
place
there,
on,
yeah, I know, right.
on Earth? And because the Big Green Egg is so versatile, in fact, if you are getting ready for the perfect Hanukkah or perfect Christmas gift, give the gift to your wife or your husband, either one. Because it's the gift that keeps on giving. Because if you give it to the husband, no.
I've heard of that being other stuff.
Yeah, no. Anyway, Chef Eric, you're using the versatility of the egg in a quite unique and different way.
Yes,
that's
I am.
The throw in.
Is that
you.
The throw?
Yes,
that's
yes.
The throw in.
Yes,
okay.
There we go.
Yeah, well, so we're going to, you know, we've got the garbage bread sitting on the egg right now.
I mean, really?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like throwing
that's what it's
everything,
called.
Everything but the kitchen sink at it. So, and now what I'm doing is I'm taking some tortillas, just flour tortillas, and take the burrito size ones, large burrito size.
Oh, thank you, by the way.
What?
Because you said tortillas like a normal human being. Instead.
Tortillas.
Yeah, see? That's the way he usually
just
does
tortillas?
It.
Tortillas?
Yes.
Well, in honor of Donald Trump, I'm saying tortillas.
Oh, you really?
Tortillas.
Really?
Just so he doesn't get any wrong ideas.
Yes. We are going to have a new FCC chairman, so you might be all right.
So what I'm doing is I cut them into fourths. So basically you square off the top and bottom side to side, and you create one large piece. And then that you then quarter the and just stack them all up so they're all the same size. So what I do is I lay the first one into a large muffin tin, and I've got a spray in there, pan spray, pan coating.
A release, basically.
Yeah, some sort of release. Even if it's nonstick, you still got to do this. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take another one of the squares, we rip it down the middle, and we're going to create sort of like edges. So we press them to the inside edge of the little muffin tin forms.
Hold on a second. I've got to get the yellow circle over your eyes.
Really? Yeah. So what this is going to do is if I have like one big piece that I force in here, a lot of that tortilla is not going to go, it's not going to cook well, and it's not going to cook evenly. This will allow me to put a little less tortilla in.
And see, now he said it again. Less tortilla.
And keep it all cooking about evenly. So as you press the tortilla in there, you want to press it against the other piece of tortilla that's already inside. That way they sort of they combine there. Once you load it up with some stuff, it's going to even it out anyway. But okay. So then what I've done is I've taken leftover turkey or chicken or whatever sort of poultry you've got.
Or filet mignon.
Well, no, because there's no leftover filet mignon.
There's never leftover filet mignon.
Not in my house.
Not in mine either.
And we shred it up and just, you know, rip it with your hands or a couple of forks or whatever you want to do. And I've also got some chorizo sausage and some Vidalia onion, as well,
well
as a little bit of
Peruvian sweet this time of year.
Well, that's true. So here we go. We're just going to slice this up just a bit. And I'm going to take half of the onion for this particular application. And I think we should do a dice on this. So I'll peel away the outside skin. If you need a video, by the way, to see how to cut an onion, you can,
do tell. Where can they find it?
If you Google Chef and the Fat Man, real sweet Vidalia onions, you'll see a bunch of videos from YouTube. And on there, it shows you how to do it. It's pretty simple. So we're just going to run our knife through. And the width that I'm running the knife through, almost all the way to the top, but not quite, that's going to be the width of my dice. And then just go down the other way. No planking or any of that nonsense, because the onion has a natural break to it, obviously. So, all right, so we're going to take that half onion. And we'll get our little pot going here. Now, I've got an induction burner.
There goes another one of his crutches. And we're not kidding. He's literally on crutches.
It's okay. Just don't do this at home, kids, because having crutches sitting around.
Well, I think the mere fact that engineer Bob kicked the crutches out from under you was a little disturbing.
Well, you know, he does that every once in a while.
You weren't on him at the time, though, which was fortunate.
All right, so I'm going to take some chorizo. So, and this is Mexican chorizo, not the pre-done, already hard sausage stuff that a lot of people get. This is actually Mexican chorizo, so it should be very... it's actually always has to be taken out of the casing, because the casing is not edible. And I think I'm going to take...
How many people have made that mistake that didn't know chorizo?
Oh.
Did you really...
Oh,
and
really?
You should know better.
Seriously.
Bob, you're Mexican. Come on, man.
It's a little scary.
That's funny. You're Mexican.
He pulled his Mexican card on him right now. I But, I mean, that's a crazy casing. I'm not a big fan of
well,
it.
Well, the thing that should tip you off is the metal clasps at either end of the casing.
Duh.
I think that they were thinking that might be the thing that...
Trying to stick up for you here, Bob. It's increasingly difficult.
Hey, what's all right. Scotch, man?
Uh-huh. All right. So
what was that?
A couple of scotches. It looked like it was flavored.
Oh, there you go. I mean, there you go. There's an excuse in there somewhere.
So we got the chorizo going. And while that's cooking off, I'm going to take a little bit of my bacon grease that I had.
What is it called?
Bacon oil.
That's right.
That I had earlier. I'm going to add that in here just because I can.
I have a request for you, Chef Eric.
What's that?
The former engineer was admiring your eggs. I want to know if she could have one.
Yes.
Just asking.
Engineers are always able to have my eggs. Never mind. I just wasn't going to come out right.
Thank you.
No
matter how you said it, it wasn't going to come out right. But also another thing we might mention about the real sweet onions or any onion, the first layer of actual onion is the hottest because that's where most of the sulfur is located. So when you cut an onion and you open it, peel off not just the skin, but the first layer of the onion. We learned that from John Schumann of Schumann Produce, who has the sweetest onions on earth. Right now, Peruvian sweet. And if you want to make absolutely sure you're eating real sweet onions, remember this, my friends. If it does not say real sweet on the back of the tag...
It ain't.
Just checking.
So the chorizo that's going now, I've added in my half onion, my bacon grease, and another can of Hatch chilies that are nicely diced up. We're going to let this all get nice and happy in here. We don't need to overcook it because it is going to bake for a little bit. But we just want that pork just at the point of being cooked all the way through. Yeah, and that Mexican chorizo is pork. All right, now we're going to take our turkey or chicken, whatever you've got. And I'm going to take about a cup and a half of that. Maybe 2 cups of shredded chicken. We'll mix it in and combine it up. Now, there's a little heat in here because of the chorizo and because of the hatched chilies, and that's okay, because what we're going to do is we're going to be spooning these into these little tortilla cups and adding in some cranberry sauce,
nice
brie, and then cheese on top of that and baking that on the egg.
I'm telling you, my friends, you don't get these kind of what to do with this stuff now that the Thanksgiving is over like you do here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We have in our presence the greatness of Chef Eric, Chef Francine Franny Bryson, and wonderful guests in the house. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about what the heck do I do with this stuff after Thanksgiving, Chef and a Fat Man, taking it to the streets, baby.